It's an image from the Cold War, a Russian warplane flying along a NATO border, testing the West. But this fully armed Russian fighter jet was filmed just weeks ago above three nervous NATO countries. NATO planes are busy. They scramble and track the Russians. Their missions have tripled in a year from their base in Lithuania, which fears it could be the next target of Russian aggression. NATO is taking no chances. US troops from the 2nd Cavalry Regiment are now based in Lithuania. This, a war game with local soldiers simulating conflict with a hostile neighbor.
This show of force is aimed squarely at Russia. NATO is drawing a red line here with a message to Moscow: if you try to cause trouble here or try to invade, this is what you'll get. The question is Russia listening?
You're ready for any threat.
Yeah, we're trying to train and to be ready for any threat.
Many in NATO believe Russia's real aim is not just to test the alliance, but to split and destroy it.
This shows that the U.S. is willing to stand with all of its NATO alliance partners. It shows that we're strong, Europe is strong, and there's a collective defense ready to defend against any foreign aggression.
And Lithuania doesn't trust Vladimir Putin.
We cannot trust anything what they say, not a single word.
Lithuania, once ruled by Moscow, doesn't want to be again.
What's happening now, it's not just about us, about security of our continent.
Lithuania has just reintroduced the military draft. Even school children in the Baltic nations are being prepared for the possibility of invasion. NATO warplanes scramble almost daily. Its leaders warn of a real and present danger from Russia, a danger greater now than at any time since the end of the Cold War.